An earring that's made out of two pieces. The bottom piece looks like a tiny little pot, and the top piece looks like a tiny little lentil. The top piece is like a little ball that fits into the bottom piece, the nifra. The two pieces disattach itself from each other, the bottom piece and the lower part of the earring. The bottom piece is still makabel tuma, even though it's not part of the earring anymore, can no longer be used as a tachshit, because it's a kli matzis that has the base kibbutz, that has the receptacle. And the top piece that looks like an adasha is also tummy by itself, even without the bottom piece. As the top piece is still a tachshit, it still can be used as part of an earring, and since it's a tachshit, it's makabel tuma. The piece of the earring that fits into the ear, that's tar if it disattaches itself from the rest of the earring. And since it's no longer a tachshit, so it's just a simple hook, and a metal hook is not makabel tuma, since it does not have an identifying name and it does not have a receptacle. An earring that's made from a cluster of beads that are attached together, and the cluster of beads disattached itself from each other, they came apart. In such a case, all those little beads are tar, since they no longer could be used as a tachshit, they're not considered a kli and are not makabel tuma. So has klalim perikibayv mishnah al tabat adam tmeya. A ring worn by a person is makabel tuma. Tabat behema ukelim mushakal tabos tahir. But a ring that serves a behema or utensils or any other type of ring is tar. It's not makabel tuma. And there's no such thing as a tachshit for a behema, so therefore a tabat behema is not makabel tuma. And so too, if the tabat is part of a kli, even though while it's attached to the kli, it would be makabel tuma together with the kli, but once it's disattached from the kli, it's no longer makabel tuma, as it's not considered a kli in itself. Koras achitzim tmeya v'shah asurin tahara. A metal piece that is used to shoot arrows. It's in the middle of the bow, and it helps direct the arrow. This is considered a kli and it's makabel tuma, even when it's not attached to the bow. But a metal piece that is used to lock up prisoners is tar, it's not makabel tuma. This is a metal piece that rests on the ground, and it has grooves on top. The prisoner's legs are put in the groove, and then a wooden piece is put on top of the groove to lock in the person's feet. This is not considered a kli, as it stays attached to the ground, and therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Hakalar tmeya, a chain that is used to imprison prisoners by putting it around their neck. It's makabel tuma, it's considered a kli. Shashela sheyeshba beis ne'ila tmeya, a chain that has a lock at the end of it, so that the two sides of the chain can be locked together, is considered a kli and it's makabel tuma. But a chain that is used as a leash, it's tar, it's not makabel tuma. As this leash is mostly for decorative purposes, and a tasha for behemoth, it's not makabel tuma. The chain that is used by wholesalers. These wholesalers carry their produce from place to place. They take a scale with them, and they lock up the scale to their wagon with this chain. This chain is considered a kli, and it's makabel tuma. Shabali batim tahir, but a chain that is used by bali batim, non-wholesalers, to lock up their scale. It's not makabel tuma, it's tar. And this chain is mostly for decorative purposes, so therefore it's not considered a kli. Amar Rabbi Yosi Emesai b'zman shehu mafteach echa. Avam hayu shnayim, o shakasha achilazim b'reisha tmeh. Rabbi Yosi said, when do we say that a chain that is used by bali batim to lock up their scale? It's not makabel tuma. That's only if this chain has only one link. Since it only has one link, it's not considered a kli. It's just considered a tachshit, and the tachshit of a kli is not makabel tuma. But if it had two links, or if it had a hook called a chilazim, the hook is called a chilazim because it looks like a shellfish, this hook gives it chashivit. In such a case, it would be considered a kli, and therefore it would be makabel tuma.